Allie Zirkle, you're in the middle of your 24-hour layover and you're feeding your dogs at this point. How are they resting? How have they rested up so far?
Well, I'm very happy with them. I came in here thinking, you know, they're doing just fine. They're not perfect and they're not poor. So we're doing great, which is a good point to be at 300 miles in the race.
Right. And so you're pretty happy then with your position and the time you did come in here yesterday?
I am. I mean, kind of like usual, I kind of plot my race strategy for my team and then get here and see where I am in relation to everyone else. So, yeah, pretty happy. There's some really good teams out there and some ahead of us that are really good. So that's different, of course, than, you know, last year. But that kind of adds some spunk, you know. Why not? Shake it up.
Mm-hmm. And talk about, you know, you're taking your 24-hour into Katna. You know, in recent years, the people who have taken their 24-hour layover here have done really well, have won the race. So is your plan just to kind of follow what you've been doing and improve upon that? Or
yeah. I like to Katna because you get to really analyze your team after 300. And I think that's good for them because you know what you have right then. My plan is to not do your traditional run to Iditarod and run to Anvik or Shagla. Kind of mix it up a little bit because my team is kind of used to just doing some different runs. So we'll see what the trail leads, but I might shake it up a little too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And talk about the shakeups. You know, we have Lance Mackey who breezed through here.
Sunny
and talk about that, and Martin Boozer who did his thing, you know, way back in Roan. Yeah. Talk about these shakeups.
Yeah, it makes it interesting. I mean, it really does. It's not your traditional thing, so it's exciting. I think that's fun.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, it's only 300 miles into it, so man, a lot could happen. And I'd like to see what those different strategies do. But I'm going to stick with mine for now, and we're going to plug on down the trail.
Mm-hmm. Can you mention it all, kind of where you're going to take your aid, or is it...
I'm not sure. I want to see what the trail... I have like, two very definite possibilities, and but I kind of want to see how fast the trail is. Because, you know, every year we leave Takotan, and everyone's like, oh, it's going to be awful. The trail's going to be slow. Everyone's going to go slow. It's just going to be a slog. And, you know, most of the time it's not. It might be. So I'm going to kind of run for some hours, give them a little rest, run for some more hours, and then see kind of where we line up on the Yukon for an eight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, any reports for back home? I know a lot of people are watching and
yeah.
Wondering.
Yeah. I have some great supporters out there, and I guess just tell everyone I'm doing my best.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, you bet.
Allie Zirkle in Takotna and reporting in Takotna. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.